Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth using meditation techniques throughout the week. And I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And you can find all the different techniques and meditations and resources I mention throughout this week's meditation series at my website at sipandom.com. And there you can find the theme we're exploring this week. And the theme is embracing change. So just go over to the podcast episodes and see the Embracing Change meditation series. And you'll see everything I mention throughout this week's 7-part series. Well, in today's meditation, which is episode 769, you'll be guided in a meditation with the option to use a meditation technique called a mudra. Now, don't be alarmed by that word mudra if you're not familiar with what mudras are. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And the name means a gesture or some kind of a mark or seal. It's an ancient Sanskrit word. And they work in a similar way as doing pranayama, which is a breathing technique when you do yoga. And it stimulates specific areas of your brain. So when you hold your hands in a particular position, when you do a mudra, it corresponds with a region of your brain. So in today's meditation, you'll be guided using a mudra to help you adapt to change in your life. Now, one of the reasons I really enjoy sharing meditation techniques is because you can do meditation techniques whether you're seated in your meditation space or you are going throughout your busy day. Maybe you're in rush hour traffic, or you're standing in line at the grocery store, or you're getting ready to meet that person who zaps your energy. Meditation techniques are a wonderful way to help you to focus your mind in a similar way as you do when you meditate. Before I guide you in today's meditation, I want to share a little bit with you about embracing change. And I found an article that I think you might enjoy. And as I mentioned, you'll find all of these articles and references right on my website for this week's meditation series. And I found an article from the IQ Matrix blog, and it's Understanding the Nature of Unexpected Change. And they talk about how there are two kinds of change in your life. The first is the unexpected kind that is forced on you by unforeseen events and circumstances. And the second kind is a planned change that you've had time to think about and prepare for. So when you consider the type of change that comes about in an unexpected way, you can feel challenged and uncomfortable. In fact, you can feel very vulnerable and as though your security has just been ripped away. Well, in this article, they talk about something that you may find very surprising. They said that the dramatic change, the unexpected change, is necessary for us to grow, and it helps you to experience your life in a new way. It leads to new perspectives, and it also helps you to acquire wisdom from your newfound experience and knowledge. And they said that unexpected change is actually best dealt with a curious mindset coupled together with an experimental approach, and that it's this powerful combination that will help you to get through the unexpected surprises that life throws your way. So if you can look at an unexpected change, maybe you aren't very excited about this change, or maybe the change even frightens you. If you could look at it as a kind of experiment taking place in your life, so you remove yourself a little bit from it, almost as if you're looking down at yourself, trying to navigate this change. And if you can have a way to be curious, to create a curious mindset, this can create profound positive changes in your life. It can help transform your life in a dramatic way, because this kind of change will often require you to form some new habits and routines, and it gives you the opportunity to shake up or let go of old habits and patterns of behavior that no longer serve you. And you are forced to stay open to possibilities and opportunities that may exist as a result of this change. So although an unexpected change is often very frightening or scary, it can be incredibly beneficial and rewarding. So this is something to consider as you navigate change. So now, as you think about any change you may be going through, just bring it to mind and notice how you're feeling in your body when you consider this change, and where your thoughts immediately go. Do you feel a sense of panic or fear? Or maybe it could be a sense of grief or sadness that a part of your life, a chapter from your life, is closing. Whatever it may be, just notice where you're feeling that in your body and where your thoughts just immediately seem to take you. Just notice that. Now I'll guide you through the meditation, and you have the option to hold your hands in the mudra, or you don't have to do the mudra. You'll still benefit from the meditation. So for now, sit up straight, hopefully somewhere where you're not likely to be interrupted. Keep your spine nice and straight. Close your eyes gently and keep them just slightly elevated as they're closed. We'll start at your feet. Relax your feet and your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs and your hips. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out. Not sucking it in, let it relax. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your arms. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your jaw. Relax your whole face. Feel it soften. begin to notice your breath. Breathe naturally, not forcing your breath in any way. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Allowing yourself to transition naturally from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a state of inner peace. Your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach are nice and relaxed. Now the mudra you'll be doing today, if you choose to do so, is called the Naga Mudra. You might want to take a peek on the website or at Sip and Om's Facebook page to see a photo of this mudra to make sure you're doing it correctly, but I'll guide you through it. The Naga means the snake goddess, and it symbolizes supernatural strength, wisdom, shrewdness, and potency, all qualities that can help you navigate change and even to embrace it. To do the mudra, take both of your hands and hold them in front of your chest for a moment. Now take your right hand and cross it behind your left hand. So you're holding your left hand up and form a cross by taking your right hand and placing it sideways across your left hand, as though you're forming a cross. Now cross your thumbs, so your thumb of your right hand is resting on your left palm, and you just bring your left thumb up and cross it over to the right thumb. So you're forming a cross with your thumbs and with your hands. Don't worry so much if you're not sure how to do the mudra. This gesture can be done throughout your day, whether you're meditating or not. And it helps to give you deep insight for when you encounter worldly challenges. And it's only by working through these challenges that you progress on your individual path, so you can fulfill your true purpose in life. This mudra can help you to find answers to questions about decisions you're making. It can help you to know the right direction you need to go. So as you're holding the mudra, you can place your hands in your lap as you hold it, or you can continue to hold it up at your chest. Just notice your breath becoming a little deeper and slower as you relax more, sitting up straight. Focusing on how you can become a little curious about the change that's taking place in your life. And how can you experiment with this change? What new habits can you begin? What former habits can you let go of that no longer support you? If you dig deeply and are very honest with yourself, you could realize that this change is not so bad after all. You may have been restless or unhappy before the change took place, and now it's an opportunity to pursue something new that represents you more. Even if you're worried or afraid, how can you be your best through this change? Surrounding yourself with more uplifting people, taking better care of yourself, spending more quality time with those who mean the most to you, acquiring habits that support you in a better way than before this change took place. How can you expand your awareness to include new opportunities for you to pursue? Continue meditating. You can hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable, or release it and just rest your hands again on your lap. Continue meditating just to the point where you still feel joy doing it, always leaving your meditations on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.